The Flyers are back in Philly tonight for the first playoff home game in over 6 years. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more on Game 3 of the I-76 showdown against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
The Philadelphia skyline will be lit up in orange as the Flyers look to use their home ice advantage tonight at Xfinity Mobile Arena. In Game 2, Flyers goalie Dan Vladar earned his first career playoff shutout in a 3-0 victory against the Penguins. Rookie winger Porter Martone has also stepped up, scoring the game-winning goals in both Game 1 and Game 2 of the series. The puck drops at 7 o'clock, and the game will be televised locally on NBC Sports Philadelphia and nationally on TNT, True TV, and HBO Max. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Well, it is Earth Day, and more than a third of Pennsylvania is either abnormally dry or in drought status. From our news partner WITF, Karen Hendricks reports the affected area is down significantly compared to 3 months ago.
About 37% of the state is classified as abnormally dry or in moderate to severe drought, according to the latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor. 3 months ago, more than 82% of the state was suffering from dry or drought conditions. 33 counties are currently affected, all clustered along the Mason-Dixon line, as well as in central and southeastern PA. It's an area that encompasses more than 6.8 million Pennsylvania. The hardest hit areas in severe drought are in Berks, Franklin, and Fulton counties.
That was Karen Hendricks reporting. Well, we got a little bit of relief from drought earlier today. It was showery in the morning, cloudy in the early afternoon, and before the sun sets, we should have fairly clear skies and a glimpse of the sun as it goes down. Temperatures right now sitting at about 65 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Skies are clear overnight. Temperatures drop down to around 50, and we warm things up tomorrow with clear skies and a high of around 75.